this is kind of exciting because of what you said, Elaine. That's where I'm starting this morning. And I'm starting in the last verse of Psalm, the Psalm for tomorrow, instead of the first verse, because it says, and enjoy your grandchildren. Yeah. Paula.
Yes.
Shannon.
Yes. Yes.
Teresa. All of us, aren't we enjoying our grandchildren, those of us who have them? Peace be to Israel. And it says from King James, it says, yea, thou shalt see thy children's children and peace upon Israel. From the New American Standard, indeed, may you see your children's children, peace upon Israel. And the New Living says, may you live to enjoy your grandchildren. May Israel have peace. Amen. Well, what do we have to do to get there? That's the last verse of the psalm. Let's go to the first verse of Psalm 128. I'll read it out of the message first, and then I'm going to do the four translations this morning. And all you who fear God, how blessed you are, how happily you walk on His smooth, straight road. You worked hard and deserve all you've got coming. Enjoy the blessings and revel in the goodness. What a fantastic verse of scripture that we can enjoy this morning. But do you see the conditionals? Who is it that's going to be blessed? And that blessed isn't just blessed like insipid blessed. It's to be mega happy.
Sweet.
To be over the top happy. Happiness, exceedingly happy. Who's going to get it? Those of you who fear God. That are morally reverent before God, even afraid of God. God is powerful. He is sovereign. He does what He wants. And that should cause a little trembling in us. But those of us who have received Jesus in our heart, we rejoice inside because the joy of salvation completely overcomes that fear in living it out. But we want to always be morally reverent before our God. And how happily you who walk, what does that mean? That walketh in the ways of the Lord. To walk continually in His ways. We're going to fear the Lord, and we're going to walk continually in His ways. To be exercised in following. To be exercised in following, not just lollygagging around, but we're focused on Him. Our eyes are fixed on Him, and we're going to follow Him faithfully. To be a traveler, to go where He goes. And the word also means, it has a connotation of following Him speedily, being right in step with Him and beside Him, and it means to whirl. I'm dancing along following the Lord. How about you, huh? Let's dance along as we follow the Lord. And if we are, we're going to be happy. The ways, we're going to walk in His ways, it says in the King James. That means a manner of living. A manner of living right beside Him. And the word means to be going as a passenger. I love it. I love it when we get down to the roots of the Hebrew words. Or the Greek words, they're really fantastic. They're fabulous. Because I want to be going, following after Him, speedily whirling along. But I don't have to do the driving. I'm going to leave the driving to Him. Amen. And I'm going to just follow wherever He's driving, wherever He's going. And sometimes we get in trouble because we fight that. And then we wonder why we're not happy. We're not happy because we're not submitted to His will for our life. Man, can I say that from personal experience? We need to be happily following Him and be submitted to His will, and then we're going to be happy. And the King James says, then, blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in His ways, for thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands. Happy shall thou be, and it shall be well with thee. And the New American Standard says, how blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in His ways. When you shall eat of the fruit of your hands, you will be happy, and it will be well with you. And from the New Living, it says, "How joyful are those who fear the Lord and who follow his ways. You will enjoy the fruit of your labor. How joyful and prosperous you will be." And then skipping right back down to that last verse, "And you will be enjoying your grandchildren." Amen. Let's stand and let's say it from the good old King James. Is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways, for thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Because he gives us the joy in our hearts as we walk in his ways and follow him. Let's really lift up our hearts to him and give him the glory this morning as we enter into worship.
Amen.